This is the Gaming Outsiders podcast for February 26th of 2013.
It's those shapes on a screen that means a PlayStation. Blah, 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 blah. Oh my God, it's Mark Kearney. We don't want anything to get between you and the game. Here's some stuff that gets between you and the game. It's got RAM in it. We've got a new controller. It's not like the old one. It's got a touch screen and a share button and a blue bit on the back. Here's a big fiery Viking bastard and a simulation of what the world might be like if clouds were actually made of Viagra. And we made a game about a robot made of gold-plated Toblerone. Forget about that though, let's talk features. It's got a power button so you can switch it on and off. We've fixed our rubbish patching system. Check it out, kids. Social media. Video cameras. Live streaming. Boys with beards. We already know what games you're gonna buy because you're a bunch of predictable bastards.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Gaming Outsiders podcast, the podcast for the Gaming Outsiders community. My name is John Meadows. I'm JC Meadows on the message board. And with me as always is Eric Kubik. He's Cube00 on the message boards. How's it going tonight?
Hey, it's going good.
Good. Still no Polly with us. He's actually homesick, so we hope he gets to feeling better soon. Hope he doesn't have a bad case of the plague or something, so... We've been away for a couple of weeks. It's been hard to get schedules together, with work and, household duties and stuff like that, all of life getting in the way. So, but we'll start off like we always do. So what you playing, Eric? Anything cool?
Well, nothing much. You know, it's been one of those slow weeks. I recently got a PSP Go, thanks to you.
No problem.
I'll be playing some, great games on that.
Yeah, there
mainly possible pirated content. Anyway,
I mean,
the legal end of things. I've been playing Hitman Absolution. I finished that game last weekend. Pretty good.
Oh, did you?
I would say if you're looking for a buy it now price, I would say 25 to 30. Yeah. You'll get your money's worth out of it, and there's the challenges and the map creation you can do, or like level creation. It's pretty cool. So it's definitely well worth it.
Have a good
ending.
The other
thing I've been playing is
ending?
Blur. I got that game cheap from like $10. And I played that a couple years ago, and I really liked the arcade racer feel.
It was pretty cool. I played it a long time ago. When it first, I think somebody had it on sale for $10 at one time, Best Buy or something.
Best Buy had a misprint, and they had a coupon, so it was $20 off, and you could use the coupon to get another $20. So
that's what it was. I remember now.
It's a good game. It's entertaining. A bunch of us used to play multiplayer. So how about yourself? Anything you've been playing?
Just a little bit of Ni No Kuni. I picked up NHL 13 while it was still on sale on PlayStation Plus. So I've been playing a little bit of that, getting my butt whipped.
Computer or by other people?
By the computer. It's the controls are, I mean, the controls are very cool, but it's very hard to get used to when you're used to, like, NHL 94.
How are the fighting mechanics? That's what I want to know about.
You know, I have not gotten in a fight yet.
Dang it.
I just did the one that they do during the tutorial, and it's pretty basic, just kind of juking left, juking right, and grab them and punch, but...
There's no over the jersey pulls.
Yep, and, you could do the over the jersey pull if you could pull it off quick enough, which was it's kind of cool. But I mean, just overall, I don't know if maybe it's just, you know, I'm using the Capitals, that's my team, and you know, maybe they just suck on the game. I don't know.
Can you use classic teams at all?
They have like the legend teams and like the all-star teams and stuff like that. And if you play the pro, you know, the superstar mode, whatever they call it, you can unlock legendary players that you can play with on your team and stuff, which is kind of cool.
I know nothing about hockey, pro hockey. I know a couple pro hockey players, but I know nothing about what team is good. Hockey is a sport I know nothing about.
I used to. Yeah, we used to be big into hockey, you know, and you know, it's just kind of been on the back burner here lately, especially since when we moved down here to North Carolina and everybody down here is NASCAR. So
yeah, what is the closest pro team for you guys?
Hockey, Florida? Hockey wise, yeah. No, there's one in Raleigh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Hurricanes are in Raleigh.
Shows how much I know.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, they're okay. We used to go all the time. They used to have a deal for like state employees, so my wife would get tickets real cheap and stuff like that. But we just haven't went the past couple of years because
we have minor league hockey here, WHL, Western Hockey, and we've had a couple pro guys like Stu Barnes came out of were our hockey team. Yeah. He played for like Dallas.
Yeah, I remember
him. Was that the Sabres?
No, it was the Stars.
There we go.
Yeah.
And he now he owns part of the WHL team up here.
Actually. No, I didn't know that.
And another guy that was like a goalie, really big goal, really like famous goalie in the late 90s. I forget who he played. Oleg something? And he owns part of the team.
Oleg.
And both of them.
Is it Oleg Kosling?
It is.
He used to be the Capitals goalie back in the 90s. Yeah.
So both of them own the WHL team here. And the team's pretty good. I mean, they've won like division, like 6 or 7 years in a row.
Yeah, I know they used to have a really good team up that way. You know, for not having a pro team, for having a minor league team, they used to That's be real good. Cool. Yeah.
Tickets are cheap. There's usually a couple fights.
Oh, yeah. They used to have $2 beer nights at the at the minor league team back home.
That makes things more interesting, right?
Oh, yeah. It was always Thirsty Thursdays or, you know, something like that. You get $2 draft beers. Ugh. Those were the days.
Not to get too much off topic, but they have that. We have a minor league baseball team, too, and they have the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got
They're
one here.
They're not that good. They're like short season single A.
Yeah. They have a triple A team in Greensboro. They still do that here. They're actually pretty good. They're usually in the playoffs, if not the championship game. So, but it's pretty cool. We go every once in a while. Let's see, what else have I played? Have been playing anything else?
Nothing on your phone?
No, nothing on the phone. Nothing on the iPad. Seemed like I picked up. Oh, I did pick up the NASCAR Inside the Line game. We were watching all the Daytona stuff, and I kind of got a hankering for racing, so I picked it up. It's okay. It's pretty cool. If you don't mind outdated rosters and stuff.
And you're good at making left-hand turns. Right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had to say that.
Good at making left-hand turns. Yeah, it's not hard to drive in a circle. That's not hard at all. But it's fun. Sometimes. But no, we'll go ahead and get into the news. No real big news in the past couple weeks that I could think of. Was there anything big? Oh yeah. Something about a PlayStation 4 or something coming out
at
Christmas. Yeah, that's it. I knew it was something like that.
I must have slept the news last week.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, on the 20th, the big surprise that everybody already knew that the PlayStation 4 console was officially announced. No picture of the console itself. We got to see the controller and a lot of the games. They showed quite a few games, actual game footage, which was actually cool for a change. You know, there was no tech demos like the Xbox 360 one and stuff like that. So, very cool. No price point. All we know is it's coming out holiday of 2013.
No, there's a rumored price point.
Well, there is.
Wasn't it like $450 and $550?
Yes. There's supposedly a rumor there's two SKUs. It's like $429 and $529 or something like that, but they haven't said what they don't know what comes with what. Yeah, what is what.
We know it's a monster beast of a built on PC architecture, though.
Yeah, built on PC architecture, has an x86 CPU, enhanced PC graphics. What I really thought was nice, it had 8 gigs of unified memory, which was just for games, which I know probably a lot of the developers love that, because you'd be able to crank out a lot of nice-looking games with that much memory.
Yeah, because, I mean, the PlayStation and the PS3 and the 360 only have, like, what, a gig of memory, maybe? 512?
I think the PlayStation 3 had 512, and the 360 has, like, a gig, and that's it.
Yeah, I thought that with the PS3, though, it had like two different kinds of RAM.
It does. It has
VRAM memory and then something else.
I don't know. It's a weird setup for it. But you know, they threw around a whole lot of technical jargon. Yeah, GPU at 1.84 teraflops, whatever that means. I have no idea.
No SSD, though.
No, yep. They just said it would have a hard disk built into it, but they didn't say how big it would be.
As long as they make it easy to swap out, like they did this generation, which they will probably do.
I'm sure. Of course, it'll have a Blu-ray drive. It'll read DVDs. It'll have USB 3.0. It'll have Ethernet. It'll have wireless BGNN, Bluetooth 2.1, HDMI, analog AV, digital output, optical for sound. The standard stuff as far as output goes. It's probably, I would say it's probably comparable to maybe like a $600 gaming PC, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would say $600 maybe $650. Let's see, some other interesting things I thought is the rumor is they might charge for their online services. Mm-hmm.
There was a rumor I read that they're thinking about a 3-tier, like a gold, silver, and a platinum. Where was that at?
I guess I would pay for it if it included everything that PlayStation Plus had and continues to have, all that free stuff. I would do it. I would still do it. If like it says, let's say if it was silver was the bottom and that was your free stuff, and then gold was PlayStation Plus, and then platinum was like something else. Okay, sign me up for the middle one.
Right. Well,
I'll pay the $50 a year.
Well, and the one of the things that kind of, I don't know, I was kind of disappointed. It has backwards compatibility, but it's streaming, which means it'll play PlayStation 1, 2, and 3 games, but they're all streaming off their cloud service. So does that mean I have to, rebuy all my games that I have? Is there a way to verify that I have the games? Is that going to be part of the PlayStation Plus thing? Things like that. But the one thing that really got me is like the games that you've purchased, like Journey and Unfinished Swan, games like that, the digital games will not carry over to the PlayStation 4.
So if you enjoy Digital Swan on PS3, you pretty much need to keep your PS3 there?
Yes, you have to keep your PS3.
That stinks.
Yeah, I mean, they might do those through emulation. They haven't said yet. That kind of stinks. That's something that I hope 360 doesn't do with everything that they have with Xbox Live and all the games they have and the digital stuff they have. I hope they don't. They have some way to do backwards compatibility. I think, and I know a lot of people out there are like, backwards compatibility, nobody cares about that. But some people do, because there's some people
that was a selling point behind the PS3. Because people were like, oh, wow, you can play all your PS2 games.
Exactly.
The library for PS3 might be slim in the beginning, but there's all those cool games for PS2.
Well, and not everybody can afford to, just outright buy a new system. They use their old system for trading credit or sell it on eBay or something like that. So, it's kind of hard for to not have backwards compatibility. So, like you say, people can have their games that they already, can play the games they already have.
But at the same time, it might be tough to do with the new console and the architecture.
I think that's what it is, because they're going, last time they were more an NVIDIA route, and now it's an AMD, and it's a whole different processor, and they've went away from the Cell processor, and it's kind of hard. That was the big thing that was hard with the Xbox and the Xbox 360. That's why you didn't get a whole lot of backwards compatible games with it, because it was up to the developer to actually come in and say, yep, we're going to, do this and do that and make it so you could play these games. And, I thought maybe they would do something like that, but who knows? The cloud thing interests me, though, but it's all going to depend on the price point.
Yeah.
But in the day and age of piracy and stuff, I don't know how they can say, if you have a game saved for this game on your PlayStation 3 or your the cloud account through PS Plus, then it entitles you to play the game on the cloud or something. I don't know. I'm sure there'll be some subscription based part to that. I'm almost positive there will be. hopefully we'll find out more very soon. Let's see, what else was there? There was the new PlayStation Eye, which looked kind of cool. Looks a lot like a Kinect camera, but it has two wide-angle lenses with 85-degree diagonal angle views that can recognize depth and space. I forget what the resolution of it was. It was probably about twice as what the Kinect was, which was pretty nice.
Now, is that included with the console?
I don't believe so.
You have to get that.
Yeah,
money.
Another way for them to make money. There's,
well, as long as the price is good,
right? Yeah, and that's something yet they have not said. It will come. I know it will come packed with. They have said it'll come with one controller, a headset, and they haven't said if it'll come with HDMI or not. make you pay extra for that camera again, or that cable again.
What, buy the official Sony one, $20.
Yeah, there you go. But what's really cool is it has sort of a sleep mode on it, which is kind of what the Vita has. So let's say I'm playing on my Vita, if I'm playing a game and we've got to go somewhere or go to dinner or it's time to go to bed or something like that, I can just tap the power button and it'll go into a sleep mode instead of saving the game. Then I can just come back and hit the PS button and it comes right back and plays.
Well, jump right back in.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the PS4 is going to do. So it'll have a partial power down. It'll also make it easier to download games because it'll have a background downloader in at this time. So
yes, yeah, the idea that you can start playing the game while it's downloading. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that's going to work, but I am kind of intrigued.
Well, you can kind of do that with Steam on the PC.
Oh, yes, you can. You can start playing part of it. Yeah. You can do that with WoW.
Yeah,
you can start playing part of it.
Mm-hmm. So it's nothing. It's a new concept for console games, which is kind of cool, which I'm guessing it must have something to do with the cloud storage thing, or maybe it's just the way it downloads or something like that. I don't know. But what I thought was cool was you could actually try out games through the cloud without downloading them. So if a new game comes out and you want to try the demo, you just immediately click on it and you're playing the game, which is really nice. So, you don't have that, I've got to wait an hour and a half for the demo to download and then play the demo for 20 minutes and that's it. You can actually start playing the game on the stream for a little while.
Yeah, that is good. I think that, that's, hopefully they figure out the download issues too. I mean, that's the one thing is people always say, oh, everything downloads on the 360 so faster.
It does.
So much faster. So.
It does, but there's a reason for that, and that's because that's the way Microsoft has it set up on their servers. I forget what it is. I remember hearing about it at one time or another. Some kind of tech behind that allows them to download faster. Which, that's cool, and I'm sure Sony will figure something out like that. And that may be with the streaming thing comes into play too. The other thing that I thought was kind of cool was not only can you stream the demos, but it has like a spectator mode for the games, where if you're on my friends list and I can be playing a game and you're watching me play it, and maybe I'm at a point where I'm having a hard time getting through, I can't jump over this or kill this boss, or you can actually take over the game, help me out with it, and then I can take back over again. Or if I quit playing, you can just pick up where I left off and keep going. That's
kind of cool. Yeah. So I can help you get past the part and then leave and kick the game back to you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hmm. Yep. Interesting. Yeah. Or if you threw in the towel, I could finish it for you.
Right, right. So
I do like that. That is a cool new way to play. So what do you think of the games? I mean, they only showed a few things here and there. Killzone, the new Infamous. What else did we see?
There was a couple of new IPs. What was it called? Not the Wanted. What was it called? Shoot.
Watch Dogs?
Watch Dogs.
No, you've seen that already.
Yeah, Watch Dogs, yeah. That was coming out on the Wii U, too, but they...
That'll come out on the PS3 as well.
Yeah, they had it on display, a demo of it. Diablo 3 was announced for the PlayStation 3 and the PS4.
I'm sure it'll do well, but I don't know. I just can't really play Diablo on a console. It just doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, Diablo 1 on PS1 wasn't too bad. As long as they get the controls right, that'll be the trick, is getting all the controls right.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Witness, that was one. Deep Down, I think that was the fantasy game that they showed with all the fire and stuff. They announced there's going to be a Final Fantasy game on PS4 like anybody thought there wouldn't be. Drive Club, that was another one. Knack was one. And The Witcher 3 was confirmed for PlayStation 4.
Nice.
Don't know if it'll be a launch game or not, but I like The Witcher games. They're pretty cool.
Some of those, it'll be interesting to know how many of those stay exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, shortly after they announced, they started saying some of them, what ones were going to be on PlayStation 3, what ones are going to be on Wii U, what ones are going to be on the next Xbox and stuff. And we'll know more whenever Microsoft makes their announcement and E3 comes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It seems like there's going to be a lot of Vita support with the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, with the idea that you can remote play almost any of your any of your PlayStation 4 games to the Vita. That's pretty cool. There was limited support for that for the PlayStation 3 and the PSP, but I think, you know, that might make more people pick up the Vita.
Well,
it also sort of nullifies what Nintendo is doing with the GamePad.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's...
Part of it. Yeah. The remote play, at least.
Well, the remote play is cool because, you know, once again, it uses that streaming service that they bought. So, you know, I could be out...
Gaikai.
Yeah, that Gaikai. So I could be out anywhere, you know, as long as I'm either got Wi-Fi or if my PS Vita has 3G, you know, I can just hop right on and stream any of my games, as long as the connection's good, which is really cool. I like that with on live, you could do that. You could stream games to your Android phone and play with the touchscreen. And it worked well if you were in a good Wi-Fi area. It'll be interesting to see how well it works. I'll definitely try it out on my Vita. You know, that'll be cool. That would really be cool to be able to do that. They haven't said what the price point is. I think what they're doing is they're waiting on
what Microsoft says.
Because Sony says they're flexible on the pricing. Now, I'm guessing that means whatever their competitors are going to have it as is what we'll have ours as.
Yeah.
But instead of coming out and saying ours is going to be $600, and then Microsoft.
Now, are you gonna buy it day one, even if the launch games are a few? Or are you gonna wait, you think?
I don't know. It depends on what launch games they have and how much it's going to be.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Microsoft. It just depends on how much it is and, you know, what games are out for it.
Yeah.
If it's more backwards
compatible. I think for me, I mean, I held out. I didn't get the PS3 till halfway through 2007. So I could, as long as Sony continues to support the PlayStation 3 for at least another year, I could hold out. Unless all my friends are buying PS4, buying the multiplayer games. Maybe consider getting one.
I'm thinking, I know I bought mine, I think, a year after it came out. And even when I did then, I bought it used. I didn't even buy it new.
Mine was new.
I can wait. But I mean, there was a lot of cool things. 3D is not a focus. That seemed to be a big thing with the PlayStation there a couple of years ago, the PlayStation 3. But
what about the Move? I mean, we talked about the Eye. They talked much about the Move at all?
There was some Move stuff, but I really didn't hear too much about the Move.
It's still going to be a race for the living room, right?
Yeah,
it gets become the center of your entertainment.
Yeah, you know, it's still going to have Netflix and you know, Hulu, and I'm sure Amazon streaming and stuff like that. What I thought was kind of interesting was the it looked like the gamer tag or the PSN tag was not going to carry over. There was the card that they showed. It actually, they were talking about you would have a handle, but like you could have your real name show for your friends, And the picture they showed had the guy's real name on there and his friends list with everybody's real name on there. So a lot of people are going, oh, I got to have my real name on there. Oh.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people like that, the idea they want to be play anonymous, which I can understand. At least it's not like Nintendo.
Right. Well, you know, it's like this is, I remember, was it 2 or 3 years ago on the Battle.net site for the Blizzard for a while, you know, on the forums, it changed. And instead of having your handle there, it had your real name. And everybody went crazy because they were like, oh, you know, I don't want my real name on there because, you know, people know, well, you know, if I say something bad, people are going to know who I am and, you know, track me down. So they quickly changed it. But, you know, so that might be interesting if it comes to something like that. I hope I can move all my trophies and stuff over. You know, I'd like to.
Yeah, that would be nice. Or, you know, with all the cloud stuff, it would be cool if I was able to at least bring over my digital, my saves and stuff.
Right.
But I don't think that's even going to be possible, really.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm sure they'll put in something. They'll try to sell you on some accessory that does it.
Well, I would think with this cloud storage that you get with PlayStation Plus, I mean, I would think you could just move it right on over, especially if they're still going to have some kind of PlayStation Plus thing on the on the PS4. I would think it would be easy just to move that over, but
so what do you think Microsoft's going to do now they've seen PlayStation has flexed its muscle? Sony has brought out the big guns.
I don't know.
Will have something similar.
I hope,
honestly, spec wise I think the console will be very similar.
I think they will. I think spec wise they'll be similar. I just hope that Microsoft doesn't come out and go, oh, this is our digital entertainment. You know, you can watch movies, you can do this, you can do that. Because, you know, the whole press conference with Sony was they were very centered around games. And, you know, they actually showed gameplay footage and they had developers there saying, you know, oh, you know, we love the big RAM and we can make nice games that way. And, you know, they took a lot of time and said, you know, went to developers and said, you know, what do you want to see in a console? You know, we want it easy for this and easy for that. So it seems like that Sony has went the route of we're putting games first.
Yeah, not just the whole entertainment.
Not just the whole entertainment thing, you know, but the entertainment will come.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it'll of course, with the new consoles, it'll always be about entertainment. And, you know, it'll be, hopefully, you know, both consoles, they get proper engineering and testing this time around. We don't have some yellow light of death or red ring of death.
All right. Hopefully. What did you think of the new DualShock? The DualShock 4?
It looks cool with the light bar and things like that.
Yeah, it's the light bar. Has the little
use that for different features and the idea of you can tell who's using the controls and things like that. And it's a little bit of a... We'll see. I mean, they'll probably expand on the functionality.
Yeah, well...
It's kind of like... I was listening to another podcast, and they're talking about... Sony does a very good job of, oh, hey, here's this stuff we're adding. We don't know what it's for yet, and we might use it.
Right.
Just, oh, here it is, and I'm going to cram it down your throat.
Right. Well, you know, it's got the touchpad. It has the little speaker in the middle of it. You know, it has the share button on it. You know, so I can just take a screenshot or a movie and share it and post it and send it right there to, you know, to whoever, or post it to Facebook or, you know, whatever social media thing you like. It's really cool. It looks like it's a little bigger than the DualShock. I like the shape of it. Seems like it'd be very comfortable. I like the little depression they have on the joysticks, because that, you know, I got a bigger thumb, so anything to give me a little better grip on the stick is always a good thing.
It looks like didn't they say that the DualShock for PS3 will be also compatible with the PlayStation 4?
No, it will not be compatible with the PlayStation 4. I don't believe. I just saw that somewhere. Let me verify that. Hang on, Witcher. Where did I see that at? Yes. PlayStation 4 supports Move, but does not support DualShock 3.
Oh, crap. Oh, well. Yeah. It had to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm interested to see what sort of trade-in deals like GameStop and Amazon have. Like, right. Trade in your PlayStation 3 and get $150 toward a PlayStation 4. Right. Or trade in your PlayStation 3 and get $100 plus this extra game or extra controller. So, I mean, they want you, I'm sure.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see about the price, too.
Yeah.
I mean, when the PlayStation 3 came out, though, it was $600, wasn't it?
$600.
I bought mine was four. Mine was 500 new, the 60 gigabyte, but because I traded in a PlayStation 2, they knocked off $100.
Yeah.
Or they, if you traded in a PlayStation 2, they'd knock off $100 toward it. And then, yeah, I traded in some extra games. I got it down to $350. But still, yeah, $350, that was the most I'd ever spent on a console.
I mean, $300's my max, you know. And when I bought my PlayStation 3, I bought it used. I was working at GameStop at the time. So since it was used, I could get my discount on it and stuff like that, you know. So that helped a little bit. But I think I still, it was a 60-gig model. I think I still paid like $320 or $40 for it, something like that.
Now, your 60 gig, the drive went out. You bought another one, right? You bought a Slim?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how much did you pay for that, if I can ask?
$299.
Okay, yeah. See, I bought a 120 gigabyte Slim about 2.5 years ago. Mm. And I think I paid $250 maybe for it. Yeah. It was used. I got the game. I bought the, even though it was from GameStop and used, which I don't always agree on.
Right.
I went ahead and bought the 2-year warranty just in case.
Yeah. I bought it new. I bought the Assassin's Creed bundle, so it had a Assassin's Creed for the PlayStation 3. It was $299. It's 500 gig models, the one I got.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, prices had really come down. It was a good deal. You know, I still got my old PlayStation. Hopefully I can get a guy to fix it for me. If I could, it overheats. That's the problem with it. It just keeps overheating. Yeah. So, because I hate to give up my 80 gig. I would like to still be able to play what PlayStation 2 games I have, because I haven't bought a PlayStation 2 yet. So.
Yeah.
But you know, let me ask you this. You remember when the PlayStation 1 jumped from 1 to 2 and the big graphics jump that was? And then they mm-hmm. jumped from 2 to 3 and everybody was just floored. Did you get that same feeling with 3 to 4?
I don't know. I would say I don't think I got that same feeling.
I didn't either. I mean, the graphics...
I mean, it was good, but it wasn't, like, mind-blowing.
Right. And, you know, I have... And that's what makes me wonder if video games have plateaued. You know what I mean? That they're, you know, they've gotten all they could get out of graphic-wise right now with the technology they have that makes it look really good and realistic. Now all they could do is... maybe, you know, add a little bit of shades, add a little bit of more polygons to make it a little more shiny, and, you know, because that's, to me, that's what it looked like. I mean, not that the graphics weren't good, but everything just kind of looked really, really clean, and lots of lens flares, like I was watching a J.J. Abrams movie, and, you know, stuff like that, which is all good, but I just wasn't as wowed with it like I was... from the 3 to, or the 2 to the 3, or the Xbox to the Xbox 360, you know, either one. You know, that was what I thought. That's what I kind of took away from. I was like, the games look cool, but is there anything that's, you know, games-wise that set me on fire? No. Feature-wise, yeah. If they do everything that they say they're going to do, then yeah, it looks really, sounds really cool. But that's going to be the big question. Are they going to do everything that they say they're going to do with it? Who knows?
And, you know, time will tell. I mean, you know, this is, you know, maybe they won't include some of these features, and who knows? I mean,
yeah, I'm sure.
We'll have to see what happens.
I'm sure all of them will not be available day one, surely. They'll probably, some of them will come out with patches and stuff like that.
I think you have a very good point there. So, yeah, we'd love to hear about feedback on the PlayStation 4, readers, listeners. See what you guys think and what your thoughts are, and if you're planning to buy it on day one.
Absolutely. Yeah. Post, send us emails, you know, drop us a line, let us know what you guys think, what you guys are going to do. What else? The only other big news that I saw this week was Xbox was having a big on-demand game sale. Anybody that likes to download their digital games, they were having up to 85% off games. Anywhere from Assassin's Creed to Halo 4 to Tomb Raider Legends to, you know, Call of Duty.
Is there anything on that list that are must-haves or anything that you're going to pick up?
I don't know. It all depends on how much you are. I mean, they got Assassin's Creed 1 and 2, Batman, Arkham Asylum, Arkham City. There's Borderlands 1 or 2. There's all the Call of Duties. Dishonored, Fable 3. I don't know the prices of them. They didn't have the prices labeled, and they may be up on Xbox Live now. I have not turned the Xbox on today, so some of them look kind of cool, though, if the prices were right. Left 4 Dead, of course, Kane and Lynch. I mean, some crappy games, but some good games. Resident Evil 4, 5, and 6.
Kane and Lynch, yeah.
Yeah, right. All the Assassin's Creeds. Looks like all the Tom Clancy games are on there. Looks like probably they're about their entire catalog. So,
yeah, I think you'll be able to find some good deals.
Good deals are always a good thing. You cannot pass up a bad deal, that's for sure.
That is true.
Oh, that reminds me, PlayStation Plus owners, tomorrow you get your free Vita game. It's Plants vs.
No,
Zombies.
No free PSP Go games? What the?
No, no PSP games tomorrow. Just some deals on what's the one game? Let's see. Shoot, I need to find it on the blog. The Plants vs. Zombies is free for PlayStation Plus members on the Vita. The game called Retrograde will be $2.44. I'm not sure what that game is.
You should check it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check it out. And then they have
the worst that could happen.
Yeah, really. They have the Gamers Choice Awards discounts will be tomorrow. So if you haven't voted on the Gamers Choice Awards games that you want to see go on sale tomorrow, hop on your PlayStation and vote tonight. It'll be the last night you can vote.
Did you get your free $10 PSN credit that Sony was giving out after the announcement?
No, I did not.
You did, didn't you?
Nope. No $10 for me. Unfortunately,
yeah, I didn't get $10 here anyway. Yeah. I didn't get $10, and I've been a PlayStation Plus member for like a year and a half. So maybe you have to spend a certain amount of money. Maybe it was random.
Yeah.
Maybe Sony doesn't like me.
I'm wondering if maybe it was maybe for those people that don't spend a lot, just kind of entice them to buy some stuff. You know, spend a little more than $10.
Yeah, I mean, the last thing I thought about getting was the Resident Evil collection or the Resident Evil remakes, but then I was like, eh. It'll just be on PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad because PlayStation Plus has such great stuff. I don't buy a lot of stuff anymore.
Right.
I just wait.
Well, and what's funny is me and a buddy have went together and we game share anyway, or we share our accounts. I had a UK account that I'd set up years ago to just see what's on, see what's on the UK side, because their store is
a
little different.
Yeah, they get a lot of good stuff.
Well, we ended up going together and paying for a year of PlayStation Plus UK as well.
Nice.
So,
look at you.
Yeah,
I should get in on that.
Yeah,
because I think you can game share with up to two accounts, you and then two other people now, right?
I think so. I'd have to look at it. I have to look at it and see. Yeah, but me and him.
The UK account has great stuff.
Yeah.
I think they got Arkham City for free.
They did. We missed the Arkham City one, but we got Sleeping Dogs. That was
wow.
Yeah, Sleeping Dogs was this month. Next month is on the UK is Mass Effect 3. Shoot, I don't remember what the other one was. There was another really good one, and on the Vita there was the Metal Gear Solid HD collection was going to be free for the PSN.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I need to get a European, a UK account.
Let's see.
Have you ever looked at any of the other regions, like Asia?
Well, or, I have a Japanese account, but a lot of it's in Japanese, so
it makes things a little bit
difficult.
Yeah,
it makes things difficult when I can't read Japanese. The only reason I have a Japanese PlayStation 3 account is because I am I'm a big Yakuza fan, so I like to download the demos of it to try them out. Okay, here's the list. This is what you get for PlayStation Plus in UK in March. March 6th is Mass Effect 3, Dead or Alive 5, and Joe Danger 2. And then the 13th, you get the Metal Gear Solid HD Collection for Vita and the Puddle game for Vita. So that's pretty good. Last month it was Sleeping Dogs, Vanquish, Limbo, Wipeout, Luminous, and the Lord of the Rings game that we got in America.
Nice. Lord of the Rings. Yeah, Guardians.
Yeah,
of
the Guardians.
It's actually not that bad of a game.
I haven't played it yet.
I'm surprised.
I downloaded it, but I have not played it yet. So, yeah, I mean, we went together. It was like $30 each. I found a website where you could order the cards. They were $59.99. So,
wow.
You know, we split it. So, $30 a year for both of us. You know, double the games. Kind of double dipping. It's pretty cool, though. It's nice. So, that's how I've been playing Sleeping Dogs on the PlayStation.
That works.
Yeah.
No complaints there.
But, yeah, it'll be interesting the next couple months with what comes out with PlayStation 4 and what Microsoft decides to do. I'm hearing rumors that April will be the Microsoft announcement.
Think it'll be the same time? They'll want to come out the holiday?
That's the one thing that I have a dilemma with. I don't know. With the economy the way it is today, can the economy support two consoles, high-end consoles, out at the same time?
Probably.
See, I'm the type of guy that likes to have both of them. So that would really put me in a pickle, because there is no way, especially if they're both $400, if I go to the wife and say, hey, I'm going to drop down about $1,000. You know, no big deal, right? No big deal at all.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm, not at all.
No, I hear you, too. I think Michelle, my wife would be like, well, no. Yeah, it wouldn't happen. Mm-mm.
I know it wouldn't happen in this household. But, you know, I can always hope and pray.
That's right. We can always dream.
Yeah. I really hope that Microsoft, you know, if PlayStation's coming out holiday, I'd like to see Microsoft wait till after the first of the year. But I don't think they will, because they're going to want that holiday money. But the question is it really going to be that big of a deal for them if they wait 2 or 3 months after the PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 4
yeah.
comes out? You know, I mean, because you're going to have your hardcores that's going to get your PlayStations the day of. You're going to have your hardcore Xboxers that'll get theirs the day of. Then you're going to have those ones at Christmas that are going to go, well, we want this, we want that. You know, why not wait? Maybe you get the same money. Maybe you get a little more. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe the price comes down. Maybe mm-hmm. there's a sweet bundle.
Yeah. You know, if the PlayStation 4's launch lineup is kind of weak, you know, and maybe the Microsoft's looks a little better, if there's, you know, there won't be a Halo for, you know, launch, I'm sure. I doubt there's a yeah. Gears of War. That's the other thing. There's got to be a really good first-party IP with either one of these consoles at launch that would make one better than the other if they both come out
yeah,
at the same time.
I'm trying to think what Sony could do. If Sony put out, like, maybe Infamous.
Yeah.
I would consider that.
If they would put Infamous and Killzone,
yeah,
that would be a pretty good lineup.
Microsoft probably wants to do, like, maybe Gears or Forza or Halo, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. And then you got Destiny. That's the other thing, you know, the Bungie game. You know, if it comes out on PlayStation 3 before it would come out on Xbox, or, you know, I don't know. Which, that game looks really cool, but the sad thing is, to me, it looks like it's Halo set in a Mass Effect universe.
Yeah, the other thing is, you know, it'll all just depend who has the exclusives and things. And food for thought is, you know, Microsoft's exclusives outside of the Kinect, their big exclusive franchises that are very popular, there's not that many.
No, they have let a lot of them
go. They got Halo, mm-hmm. Gears, Forza.
Mm-hmm. And that's about it.
If everything else is cross-platform versus Sony,
right.
they've got about double, triple that easily.
Yeah. I mean, you know, over the years, they've let a lot of them go. You know, they had Mass Effect for, you know, a long time. Before Mass Effect 2 came out, you know, there's a lot of them that they've let go and kind of went away from the first party games, which might end up biting them in the end. Who knows?
That's okay. They're just going to buy out Nintendo.
It wouldn't surprise me. It really would not surprise me at this point. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, the way Nintendo is, and, you know, they brought out the Wii U. Here's the Wii U. It does this and this and this and this. It looks this way. It looks that way. Okay, it looks like current gen. And then Sony comes out and says, here's a PlayStation 4, and just squashes the Wii U. If if Nintendo was smart, they would just cut their losses, stick with handhelds, and go third party for their games.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. Even if the Wii U, I mean, we're getting very off topic here. Yeah, think about this. Looking at the last two consoles, big consoles before, for Nintendo, before the Wii, the GameCube and the N64,
right.
Both were in third place. Mm-hmm. Both did not sell nearly as much as they should have or financially successful, but Nintendo's still trucking along.
That's true.
It's in defense of Nintendo, and I like to bash Nintendo a lot. It's their first party games, Zelda, Mario, Metroid, etc., Mario Kart, all that stuff. Those are what people want.
Right. Yeah, and that's true.
And those are what helps all the consoles.
But could you imagine if Nintendo said, we're going third party, we're not doing consoles anymore. We'll still do the DS or whatever that handheld would be called at that time. But let's say maybe Nintendo goes, okay, so we got all these first party or third party titles, Zelda, Mario. Who wants exclusive rights to Zelda? Who's going to pay the most money for that game?
We can speculate all we want. Who knows? That'd be fun to do maybe an episode in the future where we, you know, speculate, like, what if? Like, what if Sega had, like, survived past the Dreamcast? Would there be four? You know, what if Sega, you know, had combined forces with somebody? You know, that'd be kind of cool topic to cover.
Yeah, it would be.
I like stuff like
that. Yeah, I do too. I always liked those what if comics. Those were always cool.
Those are always cool. Thank you, Marvel.
All right, cool. Well, really, there was nothing else going on. I mean, it's been a very quiet week ever since Sony came out with their news. There's been very little other news. Microsoft's been pretty quiet. Nintendo's been pretty quiet. Not a whole lot. Anything else that I might have missed?
No, I think you got it covered. I'm going to tell the good folks how to get a hold
of
us.
Yeah, go right ahead.
You can follow us on Twitter, @GO_podcast. You can follow the site Gaming Outsiders, @GamingOutsiders. You can follow John, @JCMeadows94. And you can follow me, Eric, @Cube00. That's KUBE00. I tweet a lot.
Yeah, you do.
You can call us, 206-203-4087.
Cool.
And that's all I have.
Eric does tweet a lot, but he tweets a lot of his articles he writes over on Goozer Nation. So definitely check those out.
Yeah.
They're usually good reads. I usually like to read them before I go to bed.
Oh, why? Because they're boring? Put you to sleep?
Well, no, because it's usually where I have my iPad at, sitting by the bed before I go to sleep. So, yeah, it's always cool. But yeah, so, well, if nothing else going on, we're going ahead and call it a night. Hopefully... Pauly will be back with us next week, and hopefully he'll be feeling better. And hope you guys have a good week, and we will talk to you guys later.
Yep, I'll see you guys later. Have a good night. Thanks for listening.